Salieri's Il Moro Overture here on Kansas Public Radio for your Wednesday morning. Dietrich there was conducting the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. It's another chilly day, but the sun appears to be trying to poke through the clouds. I've got a sunny Haydn Symphony, 937. Haydn Symphonies are usually always pretty sunny. But up next, Salieri's arch enemy, Mozart. Were they really enemies? I don't know. There's a whole movie about that, but, you know, poor Salieri never got as much recognition as Mozart, and I thought his music was quite nice, that overture. And then I thought, shucks, maybe I'll make Salieri happy by following it with Mozart. Oh, if he were here and could tell us whether or not they were actually frenemies or enemies, we shall never know. We are going to listen to a Mozart symphony right now. This is Symphony number 39. I've got Günter Wand conducting the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra. It's right now on KPR. Mozart Symphony number 39 here on Kansas Public Radio. Günter Wand and the North German Radio Symphony. That Mozart, he was definitely a genius. I think Haydn was also a genius, actually. So I've got a Haydn Symphony coming up. I'd like to thank some supporters. Support for classical music on KPR comes from FIDPIC and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band, Saturday, May 16th at Venue 1235 in Lawrence. More info at fidpic.org. And the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and drinks and made-from-scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence. And, of course, the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Info about KU programs and research at ku.edu. And speaking of KU, from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City and many other great frequencies. Alrighty. I've been on a kick finding Haydn symphonies that haven't been played very recently on KPR, and I found number 6 for you. This is Martin Hasselbach conducting the Vienna Academy right now on KPR. Haydn's Symphony number 6 here on KPR, known as The Morning. A good symphony for a morning indeed. I love, there's that minuet and trio. It's got a rare duet for bassoon and bass, which I think is really fascinating. That's why I think Haydn was a genius too. If only I could be like Haydn or Mozart. But I think I'll stick to radio and the violin. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. I am so glad you've been here with me this morning. Next hour, I will welcome Grace Morrison from the Topeka Festival Singers. That is going to be really fun. We're going to be talking about all of the music they've got coming up for their concert on May 11th. Yes, and one of the selections I have picked out for you is a mix of Motown and classical music. It's going to be epic.
How possible to screen human embryo genes to estimate future risk for thousands of diseases, even physical traits like height?
It is sort of out of science fiction. It's just science now. I think it's sort of incredible technological progress. I think it's really cool.
But this new technology also raises moral and ethical concerns. I'm Elsa Chang. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 3 p.m. today with your local host, Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from FIDPIC and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band, Saturday, May 16th at venue 1235 in Lawrence. More at FIDPIC.org. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for the 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details are at lead.ku.edu. The news is up next, and then I will be back with you with more music here on Kansas Public Radio.
Evidence or information about the allegations of drug trafficking. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. A fanfare to welcome you in this hour by Purcell here on KPR. I decided I would play a fanfare for Grace Morrison of Topeka Festival Singers. She is going to be talking with us in just a little bit about their really fun pops concert. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me this hour. And I've got some real treats for you this hour. Music that, well, I didn't even know existed, frankly. I found a great version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough with the London Symphony Orchestra. Lots of fun things. Right now, we are going to hear something that you can also hear on their concert, the Topeka Festival Singers, Monday. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It's Moon River, which I played last week, a violin version. Now you get to hear an entire orchestra play it. This is Arthur Fiedler with the Boston Pops, Henry Mancini's Moon River on KPR. Moon River here on KPR by Henry Mancini. Of course, that was Arthur Fiedler with the Boston Pops Orchestra, music that you can hear live and in person with the Topeka Festival Singers at their concert Monday, May 11th at 7 p.m., White Concert Hall. I am so happy Grace Morrison is here, the president of the board and a singer, to tell us all about the concert. Hello, Grace.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I'm so excited to share all of this about our concert. Yeah. This concert is the fourth of our four this season, and this one is called Better Together. So all of the songs relate in some way to being together, whether it's family, whether it's romantic or friends, nice. But we are always better together. And in this concert, we have not just piano, but we have percussion and also bass guitar.
Oh, nice.
And we haven't done a rehearsal with them, so it'll be kind of a surprise to me how everything fits together. At the very beginning of our first rehearsal, our artistic director said, okay, guys, this is a concert of syncopation, so it's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, syncopation, that's some good toe-tapping music
for the audience. And clapping. We're going to start the concert with, a lot of the songs will be very familiar, but the first one's going to be Help, the 1965 Beatles song.
Oh, nice.
And I learned that this song was written to express the stress of their quick rise to stardom. But it does tell everybody it's okay to ask for help.
Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, again, we're better together. So everybody will know this song.
That's great.
Then we changed the tone to a song called Mama Song, which was only written about a year ago.
Oh.
And this is a song, it's kind of nostalgic a little bit, and it's a trip to, a tribute to mothers and how the son wants to know stories about mama and what her favorite songs were. So that's a really lovely change from the song Help. Then The next one is one of my favorites on the concert. This is called Someday, and is from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is a Disney production.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
And not only is it a beautiful song, but Topeka Civic Theater staged this show in 2017, and I was in it. So it's especially important. It is absolutely beautiful.
Nice.
As it especially applies today with so many divisions that we see, because the lyrics talk about how someday when we're older and wiser, we will live and let live.
And you also mentioned that in the program, you have all the lyrics to the music, which
yes.
I think is so great for people.
Yes, they can follow along, or I've even had one or two people say they take it home and read the lyrics later. So anyway, that's a good one to read along with and listen to. Then we change up a little bit with a Cyndi Lauper song from 1984 that's called Time After Time. And I think most of our audience will recognize this song. And again, the message of this song is that there's unconditional devotion to another person, no matter what the relationship. And, you know, I will see the good in you time after time, no matter what happens. So that one's really fun, too.
Yeah.
Then our next song is called In This Heart, and this is a song that was written in the 1990s. It's a pop song by Sinead O'Connor, and the thing that's so lovely about this is that it starts, it's a ballad, and it starts with a lovely single voice.
Yes, we get to hear that.
A simple tune, and you know, once again, there can be many interpretations of this, whether it's romantic or friendship, but it builds with each verse. It builds with the addition of another voice. So it starts with a soprano, and then the altos come in, and then by the end of the song, all four parts are singing. So it has a really lovely, rich harmony, and
it's
really a beautiful song. Then, the next song, that next to the last in the first half, is very different. This is called Connected. And it's very imaginative. And it's almost like vocal percussion. There's a lot of not just syncopation, but also a lot of staccato notes. And there's snapping along by the choir. There's clapping by the choir. And it starts with the basses. We add the tenors. And then everybody's together.
So they're using more of their body as an instrument.
Yes. And we're interacting with each other on the stage and with the audience. So it's very, very fun. And it's a lot of fun to perform. So every song is different one to the next. So, you know, in your heart, in my heart, it's so sweet. And then we have this crazy song.
Then
close out the first half, we are singing You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. And again, this is one I think a lot of people will know. It is very fast, and there are lots and lots of words for the choir to sing, and every one of them is syncopated.
Oh, my.
And you know, this speaks to how the beat just keeps going and makes the world go round. Nothing can stop it, and it's a real toe-tapper, so it's going to be a whole lot of fun for everybody to listen to.
That sounds great. I think right now would be a good time. I actually have the Sinead O'Connor In This Heart. And what I loved about it when I found it is it's on the album called Universal Mother. So I think that's very fitting for Mother's Day.
Exactly.
So I don't know that too many people have heard this, but it's beautiful. And so I'd like to give the audience a listen to this right now. And you can hear this again live and in person Monday, May 11th at 7 p.m. the Topeka Festival Singers at White Hall. But let's take a listen right now. This is In This Heart on KPR. Beautiful In This Heart here on KPR by Sinead O'Connor. Music that you can hear at the Topeka Festival Singers Concert, Monday, May 11th, 7 p.m. at White Hall. And if you want to check out information about it, it's topekafestivalsingers.org. Yes, great. Okay, Grace Morrison is here. I'm delighted. And she's like, yes, that's correct. So, whew. And we were talking about the first half of the concert. Now we are going to move on to the second half, which... like you were saying, it sounds like such a fun concert. Families, young children are actually under 12 is free.
Yes.
I mean, you should bring your kids to this, folks, because they can clap and make noise and it's okay.
That's exactly right. So we're going to start out the second part of the concert with the song that I consider probably the most different from any of the others in the concert. And it's Moon River, which y'all heard a little bit ago. And it's familiar to most people. And, of course, from Breakfast at Tiffany's. And this arrangement is in the vocal jazz style with very, very tight harmony.
Oh.
And it's absolutely gorgeous. And it will be unaccompanied. And, it's one of my very favorites. And this is the one where you see in your brain Audrey Hepburn sitting in that at windowsill. So it's really a beautiful arrangement. And I think everyone will really like that. And then the next song that we sing is called Together. And it's extreme contrast to Moon River, because if I had to pick one song that I think is maybe more of a rock song than anything else, this is it. And I would not be surprised if the audience starts clapping along or they get out their phones and start making them go back and forth.
Nice.
So it's really fun. And for this song, we have one of our singers is our assistant conductor, and this is Ben Holcomb, and he's going to direct this for us. And interestingly, this song was written at the beginning of the COVID pandemic to kind of represent how, you know, this is tough, but we're all going to make it through together, hand in hand. If we fall, we're going to fall together and we'll rise up together. Nice. And so it's just a real fun song to listen to, very, very easy to listen to.
Yeah, I love this whole concept of the concert about we're better together.
Yes.
I think that's great.
And every song goes along with that theme.
Great.
Including the next one, which is True Colors. And this is another Cyndi Lauper song from the 1980s. I think a lot of people, again, will recognize this one. And in this song, the message is no matter what happens when you're down or when you're feeling bad, I will still see through that and I will see your true colors shining through, and that's why I love you.
So that's so wholesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's really lovely. And then we will sing a song called Be a Light. This was new to me for this concert. And once again, there's a ton of syncopation in this song. And the message again is if you see things in this world that are bad, you be the light to shine through. And it says, you know, if there's war, if there's doubt, if there's hate, you be the light to help overcome that and make this world better. Then our last two songs are very familiar.
Oh, yes.
And lots and lots of fun. The next to last one is Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And again,
that's a great
This is a sing-along if someone wants to do that.
Oh, good.
I'll always be there for you. Nothing can keep me from you. So it's very, very, very fun. Finally, we will close the concert with You Raise Me Up. And this is a song that will touch many hearts. For many reasons, and it's been recorded by lots and lots of artists, which speaks to how popular this song is. And once again, it tells us that we are better together. You raise me up, I raise you up. And I think it's just a fantastic way to end the concert with an uplifting, positive message with a song that many people will know. So I'm very excited to help perform this concert and share it with our audience.
Yeah, it looks really fun. And you were saying that your May concert is very different from the other concerts throughout the year. This is your more pops concert, more accessible for family. Well, I mean, they're all accessible for families, but toe tapping is allowed.
Yes, exactly.
You might get annoyed if someone taps their toe during a Beethoven symphony, but... I just love the human voice and I love hearing choirs sing, and it's just such a neat experience to have all those voices around you when you go live and in person. You can sort of feel the vibrations and the frequency. So I really hope, folks, that you go to this. It's in Topeka at White Concert Hall. Your tickets are going to be at TopekaFestivalSingers.org or at the door.
Right.
Okay. Children under 12 are free. There's student tickets. It's family friendly. Sounds like a hoot, a real hoot. Monday, which is a great time. There are never concerts on Monday.
Right.
Everyone has to be free. May 11th, 7 p.m. Did I get that?
You did.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good. All right. Well, I think we've told them everything. Is there anything else we've forgotten to tell the listeners, do you think?
I don't think so, except don't miss this because it's going to be really, really fun.
It is. And I thought I would conclude the interview with something really fun. I was like, okay, how can I play Ain't No Mountain High Enough on a classical music station and give it a classical kick? Well, I found Diana Ross with the London Symphony Orchestra, of all people. So we're going to take a listen to that, and you can all imagine yourselves at the concert, which you should go to Monday, May 11th, 7 p.m. Okay. Here is Ain't No Mountain High Enough on KPR. Thank you, Grace Morrison.
Thank you, Destiny. Yeah.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough with the London Symphony Orchestra and Diana Ross. You can hear a lovely vocal version of that Monday at the Topeka Festival Singers Concert, 7 p.m. at Whitehall. Just check out their website, topekafestivalsingers.org. I had so much fun talking with Grace Morrison here on Kansas Public Radio. Where else can you hear music like that? Come on. I was really proud of myself for finding that. I thought it was pretty epic. I've got some more traditional music coming up, shall we say, to reboot. Handel's Water Music doesn't get more traditional than that. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Nouvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term and long-term options. Info at nouvanthouse.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Info about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison. All right. Water music for you. And then let's see, what do I have next hour? Other kinds of water music, including creatures that live in water. Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. Let's see. I've got the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, a great group, playing Handel's Water Music Suite Number 1. Many tunes you'll probably recognize in here, now on KPR. Handel's Water Music here on Kansas Public Radio. Water Music Suite Number 1, that was the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Next hour, more music about different kinds of water, including creatures that inhabit the water. It's going to be exciting here on KPR.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here on KPR with Matthew Algio from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. It is 53 degrees outside and partly sunny. NPR News is up next, and then I've got more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 11:01.
Nation, in 2010, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Zez Confrey's Sparkling Waters here on Kansas Public Radio. The pianist, Anja Paridza. That was really pretty. I really like that. I think I played that maybe a few months ago. I thought it would be fun to follow Handel's Water Music Suite from last hour with it. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me in this 11 a.m. hour. You knew Handel's water music, but do you know Malcolm Arnold's water music? Around 11:45, you will get to hear. It's very interesting. Right now, I was teasing, something that inhabits water. It's the trout, the fish. Ha, ha, ha. So it's the Schubert Quintet. Oh, it's such a great quintet. I love it. The trout, indeed. This recording I've got here features Rudolf Serkin on the piano, Jamie Laredo on violin, Philip Nagel on viola, Leslie Parnas on cello, and Julius Levine on the double bass. Ooh, it's going to be a lovely listen now on KPR. Well, that was a guitar transcription of a Scarlatti sonata that decided to sneak in there on us here on KPR. Narciso Yepes does some great transcriptions, though. I hope you liked listening to that. We also heard the trout, although I need to go find that last movement. The fish swam away, I guess. Sticking in the theme of water, water music coming up, but not by who you think. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting two spring concerts, Saturday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 9th at First United Methodist Churches in Topeka and Lawrence. To get information at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page and the historic Eldridge Hotel, celebrating Mother's Day, with a three-course as well as a children's menu, Sunday, May 10th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reservations available by calling 785-838-5503. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. And now, Malcolm Arnold's Water Music was a three-movement suite commissioned for the reopening of the Stratford Canal. It was originally written for wind and percussion, then later arranged for full orchestra. It's pretty lighthearted and celebratory, I suppose we could say. I've got a version for you right here by the Dallas Wind Symphony. It's about 8 minutes. Malcolm Arnold's water music, probably different than Handel's, now on KPR. Malcolm Arnold's water music here on KPR with the Dallas Wind Symphony. Pretty different than Handel's water music that we heard last hour. Curious to know what style you like more. It's kind of fun to have a side-by-side, the Handel from a long, long time ago, and this one, Malcolm Arnold, much more recent times. Interesting how the years change. I opened with Sparkling Waters. I thought it might be nice to play something by Amy Beach called By the Still Waters. It's from 1925, and it is on piano, just like the first one that we listened to. This particular recording features Virginia Eskin. It's really lovely. It's about just a minute and a half. We'll see what you think. Now on KPR. Thank you. Virginia Eskin at the piano here on KPR playing Amy Beach's By the Still Waters from 1925. I thought that was a really beautiful way indeed to end the hour. We've got news coming up at noon, and then Jeff Watson is in. Looks like he's got the Academic Festival Overture by Brahms for you. A Haydn cello concerto. That's good. I've been playing a lot of violin music. Copland and Mozart, 12 to 3. Jeff always has great music, so keep on listening today for that. It's about 56 degrees out now. I think tomorrow will be a little warmer than today. So it says mostly cloudy, but I still think there's a chance for sunshine. I've seen it peek out of the clouds here and there as I'm looking through the window. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. If you've got a request for Classics by Request, you know what to do. Go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and let me know if there is something special you would like to hear, maybe for Mother's Day coming up. Thanks for being here. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
It's now possible to screen human embryo genes to estimate future risk for thousands of diseases, even physical traits like height.
It is sort of out of science fiction. It's just science now. I think it's sort of incredible technological progress. I think it's really cool.
But this new technology also raises moral and ethical concerns. I'm Elsa Chang. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 3 p.m. today with Laura Lorson. Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor, and then I get to read your name. You can learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details on that at kstrails.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here. NPR up next.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi.